Hey guys, this is Christina for the Nerd of Godcast, and I'm here with your daily devotional. If you were to ask me what my hands-down favorite science fiction TV series is, it would probably be Babylon 5. What? I can hear you saying already. No Star Trek? No Clone Wars? You just did something on that old Farscape show. Nope. Babylon 5. It is everything a mid-90s sci-fi series could ask for. Aliens, diplomacy, space battles, witty dialogue, exploring hard questions. They even had a spin-off series that was canceled by Fox for not having enough sinful behavior in it, which, as anyone growing up in the 90s can attest to, was the true mark of a good sci-fi show. But the thing that hooks me, the thing that always hooks me in any story, is the tightly woven plot. The series, created and mostly written by J. Michael Straczynski, was a masterpiece. It was designed as a complete five-season story arc, and it really didn't have much, if any, excess. No unresolved plot points or character arcs, very little that doesn't directly point to the overarching plot in some way. There was simply no waste you could trim away from it. There's even a trilogy of episodes involving time travel, where you get to see one side of an incident in one episode, and then two seasons later, see the other side of the same incident and realize that the mysterious characters and unknowns of the first incident are actually the characters themselves trying to dance around their past selves. Promises JMS makes to the audience in the first season are kept, even in the face of character arcs and events in the intervening seasons that seem to make those promises impossible to keep. It's like watching a magic trick. It reminds me of reading the Bible. Frequently, when reading the Bible, you come across verses like Genesis 3:15. And I will put enmity between you and the woman, and between your offspring and hers. He will crush your head, and you will strike his heel. It almost comes off as a throwaway line when you're reading that particular story. I get it, God. You're angry at the serpent, Adam and Eve. There are consequences. Moving on. You don't think about it really ever again until you get to Jesus' crucifixion and resurrection, Romans 16:20. The God of peace will soon crush Satan under your feet. The grace of our Lord Jesus be with you. Here comes that verse, bounding back out from Genesis, where it's been patiently waiting this whole time, and taps you on the shoulder as if to say, "Hello, old friend. Remember me? This is what I was all about." And this is just one of many, many examples. I can't actually count how many times I've read something in the Bible and went, "Well, that's an interesting pickle. I wonder how God will keep his promises on that one." And every time, God seemingly replies later in the Bible, "Here, hold my wine I've just made from water, and watch this." It never gets old, and it never ceases to reassure me that in the problems I face today are planted the seeds of his glory and victory. That's all the time we have for today. If you want to hear more, you can listen to the full Nerd of Godcast show wherever fine podcasts are consumed, or check out our blog at nerdofgodcast.com. I'm Christina from Nerd of God Daily, and until next time, remember, you are a vital piece of the puzzle God made. Take care.